Our next tune was arranged by Greg, and it's What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and he was inspired to write this for the Bones of Faith for this workshop. This will be the first time that we've been able to play it. After Greg wrote the song, we played it a few times. I was so pleased with the way it sounded, I took it home and played a recording of it for my wife, who's a software engineer, and she's rather analytical in nature. So after she listened to it, she kind of had a puzzled look on her face, and she asked why the tune would end on a question mark, and I rather frustratedly said, it's a song. So I have to admit that for a couple days it kind of bugged me, and the next time I saw Greg, I asked him. And he thought for a few moments, and then he began to reference composers and arrangers that maybe had influenced the tune. And since I run a trucking company for a living, I didn't know most of them, so I got kind of glassy-eyed. And I just tried to listen to the English portion of what he was saying, and I think what I heard. Anybody who's trying to have a music theory discussion with Greg, even if you're a musician, it's scary. But I think what I heard when it was all said and done was Greg said that each of us has been challenged by God to give our best with everything that we do. And when he sat down to write this tune, he certainly did that. And I think you'll agree it's going to be one of the more complex tunes that we play for you today. He went on to say that we go to church on Sundays and we play and listen to a lot of joyous, victorious music, and then we go out into the world and we deal with the day-to-day problems and issues that we have all week long. And you'll probably hear some of that in the tune as it kind of flows back and forth between question and tension and beautiful melody. And I guess the good news is that at the end of the tune, it all kind of comes at the end to resolve on a beautiful, powerful chord. What a Friend We Have in Jesus by Greg Pascuzzi.